Fresh from the victories of the Egyptian Revolution, a group of Egyptian and foreign activists set out for Gaza. Their aim is to enter the besieged Palestinian territory with as many Egyptian volunteers as possible. This in order to highlight that Egypt's economic blockade of Gaza continues and must end following the fall of the Mubarak regime.
I know that you wanted to try and get as many Egyptians as possible, but in the end, only a few came. Why was that, do you think?
There's a big part of it is intimidation factor. And at the same time, a lot of Egyptians might feel that there's, it is... a bit risky. There are thugs roaming the streets, causing mayhem purposefully.
Eventually, the activists make it to the town of Al Arish, 50 kilometers from the Gaza border, where they're greeted by local leaders who promise they'll supply hundreds of volunteers to show solidarity with the suffering of Gazans. The leaders call for Egypt to revoke its peace treaty with Israel and for former President Hosni Mubarak to be prosecuted.
So we finally made it to Al Arish. It was a very long journey. We passed several checkpoints. We didn't think we'd make it this far. The Egyptian authorities did try to persuade the convoy not to go as far as the Rafah border. But as soon as we got here, people have cottoned on to the idea that actually this convoy and opening the Rafah border might be a good thing. And many, many people have promised to accompany the convoy to the border.
The morning of the planned march to the Gaza border starts with much optimism. But things soon turn nasty. A small group of suspected pro-Mubarak agitators accuse the activists of being spies and even Israelis. They say Egyptians should sort out their own problems before they worry about anybody else. Our crew is forced to stop filming, but soon afterwards we're attacked with shovels and forced to beat a hasty retreat.
We were trying to explain to them and show them the posters that we had and that we came in support of Palestinians and the Egyptian people. And I was trying to explain that it is one problem, you know, that we all face the same problem. And, people were getting really hostile towards us.
Eventually, the activists make it to the Gaza border, but with severely depleted numbers. Most Egyptians have been scared off from joining their protest march to the Rafah border crossing. After 5 hours, they're allowed through with only one bag of cement. They're the first peace delegation to enter Gaza since the Egyptian Revolution. But their breakthrough is only symbolic. It'll take a mass mobilization of the Egyptian people themselves to effect real change. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, Gaza.